Today, we'd like to see the title of Remember, the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Disciple Paul preached the gospel to Thessalonica. If you see the book of Acts chapter 16 and 17, the Bible explained the backgrounds of how to plant the church in Thessalonica. Disciple Paul saw the vision in night. So one person to come here. There is Macedonia. Macedonia is today Greece, is Europe. So Disciple Paul followed the gospel direction through vision. First, he visited in Philippi. So he planted the church in Philippi, but the Jewish people persecuted Disciple Paul's evangelism because the Jewish people are still waiting for the first coming Messiah rather than the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Christians are waiting for the second coming Jesus Christ Messiah. So Jewish people persecuted Disciple Paul and Disciple Paul's co-ministers, the Silas and Timothy as well. Then Disciple Paul fled from Philippi to Thessalonica. So Thessalonica also, the Jewish people, you know, followed Disciple Paul in the southbound, continually persecuting Disciple Paul. So Disciple Paul fled from Thessalonica to Berea, next southern city. So Disciple Paul fled to Athens. So finally, Disciple Paul stayed in Corinth for 18 months. So Thessalonians, Christians are being persecuted by Jewish people as well as Romans soldiers too. So they suffered a lot of troubles. That's why Disciple Paul sent the first letter, so-called as the first Thessalonians. Basically, Disciple Paul comforted Thessalonians Christians. So although Thessalonica Christians suffer a lot of persecution by Jewish people and Roman soldiers, but you should have a hope. So Disciple Paul, the first Thessalonians chapter 4, Disciple Paul stated the rapture. So that rapture, basically the chapter 4 verses 16 and 17 said, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, then who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." Basically, Disciple Paul, you know, gives hope for rapture of a church or you know, the group of Christians. Then the second Thessalonians letter, somebody have misunderstood the disciple teaching. So because they feel like we are already coming in the great tribulation, because they suffered a lot of troubles at that, you know, present time. So in order to correct Thessalonians Christians' misunderstanding, Disciple Paul sent the second Thessalonians chapter 2. Before starting the Word of God, I want to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, our gathering together to Him, what does it mean? Number one, in verse 1, our gathering together to Him, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, what does it mean? Question 2, what does the day of Christ mean in verse 2? What does the day of Christ mean in verse 2? The last question, What does remember mean in verse 5? What does remember mean in verse 5? So verse 1, now brethren. Brethren meaning the Christians, believers. Believers calls we are brethren. So if you are not a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible doesn't call you a brethren or a brother and sisters. Brethren meaning believers. Now brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you. Paul raised the issue, two issues. Number one, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because in the previous letter, the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, already disciple Paul explains, we shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord. That's called rapture. Rapture, the English word is not shown in the Bible itself. But the rapture, the Latin word rapture. So rapture comes from Latin word rapture. So that is called rapture. So rapture means right here, cut off together with them. Cut off, that meaning rapture. So, disciple, coming of our Lord Jesus. So Jesus Christ, the second coming in heaven. Disciple already explained in the 1 Thessalonians. Then number 2, our gathering together to Him. Our gathering together to Him meaning our all together gathering to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. So we call the church definition. Church is the group of believers. Is called as a church. That's why our gathering together to Him means the rapture of a church. Then, not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled. So, basically, disciple Paul talks about verse 2, not right now we are in the rapture of a church, or we are in the great tribulation. So not be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. So the day of Christ meaning right here in this context, the day of Christ, the second coming in the air. But all Christians will be caught up with other Christians together to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. But on the earth, unbelievers including Jewish people, unbelievers will be here, the great tribulation would occur according to the Bible. So in heaven, all Christians will be caught up into heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, but on the earth, 7 years great tribulation will begin. So the Bible says Genesis chapter 1 verse 5, we can see the Jewish calendar, the day starts. The darkness already stopped. Evening stopped, not morning. So God called the light day, and the darkness He called the night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. So the day begins from evening or sunset, not like sunrise. The evening and the other evening. So also we can see, before Jesus' second coming in the air, darkness must come first. Mark chapter 13, verse 7. But when you hear of words and rumors of words, do not be troubled. For such things must happen, but the end is not yet. So Jesus' second coming in the air or in heaven Also, the great tribulation will begin on the earth before the day of the law, the darkness. There must be some happening, you know, right here. So there is still talking about verse 3 right here. So verse 2 basically, do not worry about you, meaning the Thessalonica Christians has come in the great tribulation as the disciple Paul taught. So no such thing yet. So that's why not to be soon shaken in mind. Jesus also said, not be troubled. So those are darkness, those are the bad happening. Darkness must come first before great tribulation coming on the earth. Also, the rapture is coming in heaven for believers. Verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means. So do not be deceived. But somebody said, spiritual evil spirit, false spirit, or word false spirit, or false letter says, Thessalonica Christians, brothers, we are already in the great tribulation. No, we are not. Or we are to meet the Lord Jesus Christ who already come. So do not be deceived or do not be shaken in trouble. Verse 3, let no one deceive, right here, let no one deceive you by any means, such as evil spirit or false word or false letter. For that day meaning the day of the Lord, for the day of Christ, will not come, right here, disciple verse 3, will not come unless the falling away comes first. Falling away means depart. Falling away, depart the first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. So the man of sin, the son of perdition, is the title of Antichrist. So depart first, falling away first. Also we can see the 1 Timothy chapter 4 says apostasy. Falling away from faith is called as apostasy. The 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, now the Spirit or the Holy Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So there is a first come, first apostasy. Some people depart from the faith, then the great tribulation will come on the earth. In heaven, the second coming, Jesus Christ in heaven to call us, call all believers. Also, John the chapter 17, verse 12 says, Jesus says, while I was with them in the world, while Jesus was with disciples or believers in the world, I kept them, I kept believers in your name, in God's name, in Jehovah God's name, those whom you gave me. God gave Jesus Christ. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. Which meaning, Jesus have kept the believers whom God the Father gave Jesus. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition. Son of perdition, which is the title of Antichrist. So all believers shall be kept by the Lord Jesus Christ, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So all believers have been kept by the Lord Jesus Christ. But the son of perdition will not be kept, because the son of perdition is Antichrist. So Antichrist to follow. The Bible says the Satan is the head of the devil, the head of Antichrist is called Satan. So all follows the devil or demon. So also Antichrist, the title in the Bible about the 30, you know, a lot of, you know, titles Antichrist title, you could find out about 40, you know, kind of title. So we want to see some titles in the Bible. For example, Revelation chapter 6 verse 2, I looked and behold a white horse, he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. So Revelation chapter 6, the Antichrist, the title, the rider of a white horse. But in the context, but the chapter 19, verse 11, the rider of a white horse is called as Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, you know, the chapter 19, the rider of a white horse means Jesus Christ, but the chapter 6 is Antichrist. Also, Revelation 6, verse 4, another horse, fire red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take the peace from the earth, and their people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. So right here, the rider of a fiery red horse is the title, a title of Antichrist. Also, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So dragon, serpent, is are also the titles of Antichrist. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. So right here, a beast is a title of Antichrist. So we can see white horse rider, you know, might be the title of Antichrist. The fire red horse and its rider is a title of Antichrist. Also dragon, serpent, beast, like also son of the perdition, also right here, the man of sin, you know, that was the title over Antichrist. So, also Antichrist in the Great Tribulation, Antichrist come here, but Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, Daniel prophesied, and he shall confirm, who is Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with the many for 1 week. 1 week, 7 days is 7 years in chapter 9. But in the middle of the week, in the middle of the week is 3.5 weeks. So 3.5 years. He shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who make desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate, which meaning 7 years, first 3.5 years, Antichrist made a covenant with the Jews to rebuild the new temple in Jerusalem. So that meaning right now in Jerusalem you can see the dome of the Ark Mosque, the Muslim temple. Right now, Muslim temple over there. So, is the south side is a dome of the Rock Mosque. Right now, the Muslim temple is there. But northbound, about 322 feet north, you could see 20 acres of flat side. That flat side, Dr. Kaufman, the archaeologist, discovered there. Solomon Temple was there, northbound. Right now, the northbound, the Jewish people, they posted two pillars and one roof. They called Dome of the Spirit, or the Dome of the Tablet. So Tablet is standing for the Ark of the Covenant. So we think that the Antichrist will make a covenant with Jews to rebuild the temple on the northbound. That's called Dome of the Spirit, or the Dome of the Tablet, you know, that side. That time, the Jewish people would believe that he to be Messiah, to be Messiah. But the latter 3.5 years, he revealed by himself as the Antichrist. That's why he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. So he said, don't offer and sacrifice anymore to God in the temple. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who make desolate. He put one who make desolate. So also Revelation, to Jesus Christ also talks about that. Matthew chapter 24 verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. You know, Jesus says so. Here, so we understood in that the Bible, Revelation chapter 11, the verse 1 and 2 also, I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there, but leave out the court which is outside the temple, leave out outside the temple, that might be the present dome of the Rock Mosque, the Islamic temple, and do not measure, for it has been given to the Gentiles, the Muslim people, Arabic people, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. 42 months, 3.5 years. Then Ezekiel chapter 42, also verse 20 says, he measured it on the four sides. It had a wall all around 500 cubits long and 500 wide to separate the holy areas from the common. So the temple of God, or the temple of a tablet, the temple of a spirit, would be separated from the dome of the rock, today the Muslim mosque. So we could see in the Bible prophecy. So in the future, all Christians, all believers, will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ when Jesus is the second coming in heaven. But right here, unbelievers and the Jewish people, unbelievers right here, they see certain covenants, certain covenants. So we thought European community maybe give a certain covenant with Jewish people, you may rebuild your temple in Jerusalem. So Jewish person, one leader, he is rebuilding the northern part over, that's called the dome of a tablet. They would reveal the dome of a tablet dead or one. So the all Jewish people would believe that their Jewish leader will be Messiah. But after 3.5 years, he revealed by himself Antichrist. That's called abomination of desolation right here. Also Daniel chapter 11 verse 31, and forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. Also Daniel 12 verse 11 says, and from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1290 days. So the other left 3.5 years, just talks about that. So here disciple Paul explained continually, the man of sin or Antichrist is revealed, the son, which is the son of perdition. Jesus called the son of perdition to Judas Iscariot, betrayer, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God. So Antichrist opposes himself above all that is called God. So basically Antichrist opposes God. So the God who is worshipped, so that he sits, Antichrist sits as a God in the temple of God, showing himself that there is a God. So Antichrist, the latter 3.5 years, he revealed by himself as a God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? So, do you not remember, which meaning, verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day meaning that day of the Lord will not come unless the falling away or apostate falling depart from faith. Also, Christians depart from the earth into heaven to meet the Lord Jesus Christ when Jesus is coming second in heaven. And the man of sin, Antichrist, is revealed, the son of perdition. So, which meaning? Not remember, meaning not remember, verse 3, do not deceive by yourself by any means. So, the day of the Lord has not come yet, meaning. So, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 talks about the last day. Last day meaning the last day just before the day of the Lord, the day of Christ. So, Paul notices that in the last days, just before the day of the Lord, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous or defamation, without self-control, brutal, despised of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godlessness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort of those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So let's see each question. Question 1. In verse 1, our gathering together to him, what does it mean? Then meaning the rapture of the church. Question 2, what does the day of Christ mean in verse 2? The day of Christ meaning, this is some kind of a period kind of stuff. So I will explain the Bible. The day of Christ, which means, first of all, the day of second coming Jesus Christ in heaven. Then, on the earth, the great tribulation will occur. So Antichrist, first time, show up in a very good image, make a solid covenant with Jewish people to rebuild the temple of God. So 3.5 years, the Jewish people mistakenly believe that Antichrist is the Messiah. But after 3 years, 1.5 years, Antichrist put abomination of desolation in the temple of God. So he himself claimed as a God. So at that moment, Jewish people, total 144,000 Jewish people opposed the Antichrist. Those Jewish people are beheaded. So, at the end of 7 years, which meaning at the end of the Great Tribulation, Jesus Christ is coming from heaven with church, with other believers coming on the earth. That time talking about Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, the rider of 8 white horse. That moment, Jesus Christ gave the punishment to Antichrist and the Antichrist followers, put into bottomless pot. Bottomless pot. Also, Jesus Christ gave life to beheaded 144,000 Jewish people during Great Tribulation. That moment all together, the Gentile Christians, the Christians all together with the resurrected, beheaded Jewish Christians together, they will reign for 1,000 years kingdom. That's called Millennium Kingdom, Millennial Kingdom on the earth. So at the end of a Millennium Kingdom, Jesus Christ will give a great white judgment. That moment, the Antichrist and the Antichrist follow all of them, put into eternal death, and that's called Gehenna, and it's unquenchable fire. Then today, heaven, earth will disappear. Then new heaven, new earth will coming here. So all creatures, all believers will live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is talks about the book of Revelation. For the period called the day of Christ or the day of the Lord. The last question, what does remember mean in verse 5? Remember verse 3, no one deceive you by any means. So for that day, the day of Christ, the day of the Lord will not come unless the falling away, apostasy, the falling away, departing from the faith, and departing of all Christians from the earth to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Comes first, and the man of sin, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, is revealed on the earth in the temple of God. Jesus calls, Daniel calls, the abomination of desolation. Okay, let's just sing song all together, our last song, then we will pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Last song, page 2, number 3. Page 2, number 3. Yeah.